are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Well, thank you very much. I hope you do. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Got a lot of cool stuff to talk about. I know this isn't medical, but I'm looking right now at the top 10 cars that held their value in 2011, and they say are star buys for 2012. I like talking about economics and cars, and I don't know if I see the smart car on here. Yeah, I got to tell you, you know, when I drive and I see the smart car, I think it's cute. I think it's adorable, and, you know, I know I'm probably breathing fresher air, but I am scared of it because I think I'm just going to smush it like a bug if I accidentally, like, make the wrong turn. I get so nervous when I see a smart car. I really do. I get out of the lane. I just get away because I'm so afraid that that thing is just going to just crumble like a tin can. I know a lot of you like your smart cars, and God bless you for doing them, but I'm still just afraid that you have no protection. I mean, it's so thin. So thin. All right, a lot of stuff we were talking about today. Apparently, there was a flyby near miss with an asteroid. Did you guys hear about that? A near miss with an asteroid. So now, I guess all these countries are going to get together and start this whole NeoShield project. So we need to talk about that. I was going to talk about the origins of the cheeseburger, right? I'm hungry, so I feel like talking about that. Also, looks like acupuncture can help make you fertile. Mm-hmm. I don't know where they put the needles. It just says acupuncture makes you fertile. Yeah, that doesn't sound fun. I know. And there was a baby that was born with no blood. They say no blood. And this baby was born. Okay? We got to talk about this. The baby's fine. They revived the baby. The baby's fine. So that's kind of cool story there. And then I guess they found this tablet, this 3,200-year-old tablet, right, from Mesopotamian times. And it shows that the authors of this tablet were joking about sex, joking about women, joking about beer. I didn't know they had beer back then. Yeah, I got to look up the roots of beer. That's kind of interesting. So cool, cool stuff today on the Dr. Dahlia Show. A lot of cool stuff. But what's this most super cool are your medical questions. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Okay, let's talk about this. A little British baby was born with no blood. Okay, they say it's a rare condition that drained the little baby. His name is Oliver Morgan. They said he almost had no blood whatsoever. He was born pale and stillborn, and the doctors could not find a heartbeat for 25 minutes. I mean, you'd consider the baby dead. But what they did is they gave the baby oxygen, gentle heart massage. They gave him blood transfusion, and all of a sudden, little heart beat came out. They heard on the monitor and everybody was crying. He's now a 15-month-old toddler. What had happened, from what I understand, is mom had something called vasoprevia, where you get this extra vein. And sometimes this previa vein is in an area that when the baby comes out, it bursts and it causes it to rupture. So, you know, mom starts to bleed, could bleed out and die. A baby loses blood. But what they did is they delivered the baby by C-section. And because I guess they saw that this was happening, and the mom had woken up one day just full of blood. So they realized what was happening. They immediately did a C-section, started giving a blood transfusion, and was able to revive this little baby. So a baby born with quote-unquote no blood, alive, well, 15-month-old toddler. Amazing. Just amazing story. Brings a tear to your eye. It just does. Man. All right. So it looks like the doctor, Dr. Desai, those of you who remember in Las Vegas, Nevada, there was the case where there was a hepatitis C outbreak in the gastroenterology surgical center operated by Dr. Desai. For some of you that aren't really too familiar, this was back in 2008, or I think actually for years preceding 2007. There were claims of inappropriate washing of the colonoscope. There were claims of single-use propofol used on multiple patients, and hepatitis C had been transferred. So there was a hepatitis C outbreak, and the doctor, Dr. Desai, said he was too incompetent to stand trial, suffered a couple strokes, and apparently the judge said, no, you are competent enough. Well, apparently he's back in court, and we'll see what happens there. The reason I bring that up is I actually trained under Dr. Desai. When I was a medical student, I trained under this doctor. I mean, from a academic perspective, the man, he knew his medicine, and we rotated with him. You know, very intelligent man. We learned a lot. But I remember that it was kind of a mill. I mean, these patients were rushed in and out pretty quickly, but there was an anesthesiologist at the time administering the medicine. Everything looked like it was going by proper aseptic technique. Everything just looked like it was done right. And then I guess Medicare came out with a rule in the early 2000s, maybe mid-2000s, saying we're not going to pay for the anesthesia. You need to pay for it yourself. We'll just give you money for the procedure. And so the anesthesiologist got fired. Nurse anesthetists were hired. Tubing was just limited to a little needle in the hand. And things started to happen and go sour. So it was a horrible case that we were dealing with here in the Southwest. And, you know, we still are not sure what's going to happen to Dr. Desai. But honestly, it made a bunch of us think maybe we'll just buy our own colonoscopy. And, you know, we don't want to share it. I don't like to share. You know, speaking of sharing, one of the stories we're going to talk about after break is how they are starting to now do these enemas in more widespread use, where you can actually have fecal matter transplanted into your bowel to help fight a nasty bowel infection. I know. There's actually people that will donate fecal matter. So we're going to talk about that. So make sure after the break, you put down your lunch, put down your dinner. You don't need to eat while we talk about this, okay? Don't forget to call in with your questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, and follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. We're going to be right back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again for my friends at Midas Resources. These are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
We are back. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, an interesting story came out today saying health insurance, the health insurance companies are going to have another problem with the Affordable Health Care Act and one of the rules that's kicking in this year. Now, you guys heard about one of the rules where health insurance companies need to have user-friendly health plan summaries, all right, so people can take a look and see what's being covered. And, you know, of the whole conglomerate bill, and, you know, there's been a lot of things, you know, that I've discussed, a lot of critiques and criticisms I've had with the bill, but it makes sense to have a summary. Well, apparently insurance companies are saying this law is burdensome because it's kind of expensive. They may not be able to afford coming out with a Cliff Notes version of the cryptic jargon that they usually have with these insurance plans. And it, I thought it was something simple. I thought what these insurance companies had to do was say, you know, list the five or six things, bulleted points, copay, $20. Or you could get this plan, copay, $15, or this plan, copay, $40. Deductible. Lifetime maximum, which I guess now doesn't matter. You know, now lifetime maximum doesn't matter because there's, you know, there's, there, you can't have a lifetime limit. So that would be off. maternity, yes, no, etc. So I thought there were just five or six bulleted points, but apparently there's a lot more. These summaries have to have a lot more. They have to be easy to read. I guess they have to be glossy. I don't know. So, again, it was very difficult for us to read the bill and find out what exactly these insurance companies have to do, because whatever they're doing apparently isn't enough. So now they have to take into effect. They got to go through the printing. They got to go through the distribution, etc. And they're saying it's too much. It's too expensive. So it isn't that if insurers have an issue with this and have difficulty putting this out, it's not because the Republicans, like everyone's going to blame. It's because these consumer groups say that it is too expensive to maintain this regulation. So, I'm trying to figure out what they actually have to pass out. I thought this was just something simple and big font. You know, I mean, they're already printing. You already, when you sign up for your health insurance with your employer, it has those listed. You know, those things kind of bulleted. So I'm not sure what exactly is making this so costly and what more they have to do, which is why they're panicking. Again, I don't really play a fiddle for these guys and a violin, but, again, there's something going on. So when we find out more, we'll tell you. I mean, it has to be more than just a font issue. I don't know why it costs so much. So we'll let you know. All right. Speaking about costs, here we go. Top 10 cars that held their value, they say best in 2001. This comes from, I think, Money Magazine. And the website is motors.co.uk. Reveals the cars that held their value the most last year, making them theoretically the best cars to buy this year. They say the BMW 1 Series, all right, that apparently did pretty well, right, only had a 5.6% drop, okay, between the 2010 and 2011 model. Ford Focus comes in next. The Fiat 500 coming in third. The BMW 5 Series comes in fourth. The Audi A3, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, the Vauxhall Corsa, I figured you guys would know this more than I, the Ford Ka, then comes the Mazda 6. I had a little Mini Cooper and we sold it. Oh, yeah, because I had to get a car that, you know, was a four-seater that could take the kids. What about a truck? Mercedes C-Class and the Ford Fiesta. All right, so let me see now. Here's another car guide called Glasses Guide. This looked at cars that were bought new 3 years ago, all right, and looked at which car, I guess, fell in value the least. So according to Glasses Guide, they say the Toyota Land Cruiser kept its value the best, then the Ford Kuga 2.0, the Audi Q5 2.0, the Porsche Cayenne, I don't know Porsches. I mean, I know they look cool. The Volvo XC60, the Fiat 500, the Suzuki Jimny, the Volkswagen Scirocco, the Alfa Romeo, and then the Volkswagen Golf. So if you guys have any of those, you did pretty good on your investment. You know, I think my favorite car ever was my little Mini Love Truck. I remember negotiating getting that truck for $6,000 in 1993. I loved it. It was my, it's not pronounced Isuzu, it's Isuzu. It was my Isuzu little red love truck. I loved it. It was so cute. Oh, miss that car. Miss that car. I wrecked it. I was making a U-turn and somebody hit me. So not too good. All right. Also in news, apparently, we're talking about the pardons that happened with, Governor Haley Barbour. Now, apparently, many of these people who were pardoned, all right, you heard about Governor Haley Barbour before he left office, pardoned over 200 criminals. Many of them were murderers, from what I understand. And there's a gentleman named Joe Osmond is one of the 200 criminals who had been pardoned. And apparently he had gunned down a store clerk. And I guess right now the Mississippi Attorney General, Jim Hood, is challenging the validity of the pardons. So they're trying to get these people back, put them back in jail to finish their life sentences. And you can't find these people. You can't find them. I mean, they're gone. They know once they were pardoned, now they're hearing that they have to go back to jail. Oh, no way. They don't want to go back. So there are some pretty dangerous people out there now fleeing Mississippi. And just, I guess, be on the lookout. There's now reward posters. And, you know, this kind of reminded me a little bit like Alcatraz. Have you guys watched Alcatraz on Fox 5? Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. Alcatraz, pretty cool show. But, you know, they talk about people who escaped Alcatraz. Basically, if something happened in the 1960s, this is fake, of course, fake, where the inmates left and escaped, but they're escaping in modern day. So it's a little weird. It's a little sci-fi, but it's kind of cool. Okay. Now, this is also a little weird and sci-fi. I don't know if you guys knew this, but a bus-sized asteroid flew by Earth in a near miss. We're talking the size of a bus, and scientists didn't even know until, excuse me, it flew by. Now, they did have time enough to name the asteroid. They named it 2012 BX34. It measured between 6 and 19 meters in diameter. And didn't hurt us. I think it was 60,000 kilometers above the Earth. Obviously, otherwise we would have heard about it. 60,000 kilometers. They found it on a telescope in Arizona on Wednesday, actually. Right? We're only hearing about it now. But apparently it was so close that it makes the top 20 list of closest approaches ever by an asteroid. All right? So we were like, oh, no. Oh, no. Pretty spooky stuff. Okay. They say this came about a sixth of a distance from the moon. They say in the past year, we have had some 30 objects that were observed to come within the orbit of the moon. This is coming from Gareth Williams, Associate Director of the U.S.-based Minor Planet Center, which tracks space objects. Well, they didn't track this one well because it was near miss. So now all these countries are getting together saying, to heck with this. I'm not going to wait for the Armageddon movie and Bruce Willis and all their oil drilling buddies to jump on the asteroid. We're going to do this ourselves. So these near-Earth objects are calling NEOs, NEOs, I'm sorry, all right? Many countries now are coming up with this NEO Shield plan. This is called Operation NEO Shield. The European Commission is providing now a significant amount of euros. They're getting Germany involved, France, us, of course, U.S., the U.K., Spain, Russia, to now, I guess, address the impact threat that could happen with asteroids. And they're going to look at the most promising asteroid threat reduction techniques, which include kinetic impactors, gravity tractors, and explosive blast deflection methods. All right? I know it sounds cool. My problem is they're only doing this now. I mean, the Armageddon movie came out 15 years ago, I think. Remember with Bruce Willis and Liv Tyler and the asteroid, and they had to drill on the asteroid and stick a nuke in it, right, because nobody knew how to deflect it. Yeah, I forgot what they called it, Operation Bruce. I don't know. I don't remember. So, you know, only now they're coming up with this Operation Neo Shield. What have they been doing this whole time? They wait for the near miss? Now, my guess is they did have something cooking, and it was top secret, and it failed. So, like, okay, you know what? Maybe we need to kind of advertise this, give it a little bit more publicity, publicize this better, maybe get some more money, get some euros, get some dollars, all right, if they don't fall in value, and let's come up with Neo Shield. And, I'm still kind of new with this whole astronomy thing. Well, not astronomy, astrology, right? Yeah, but I honestly, I don't really have a good concept of asteroids and what's going on in space. I never had time to study that in school, but I do have to admit, I think it's cool, you know? And if they needed anybody to help with this, I think, could you imagine how fun that would be? Explosive blast deflection of asteroids. All right, well, they better get to it because I don't want anywhere near misses. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com. Spelled BioAge.com. BioAge.com. Or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hi folks, Jason Lewis here. Did you know USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families? Well, bravo, I applaud responsibility. But I have a far better idea, a way for you to stay home and earn that second income to pay bills or get ahead financially. I recommend starting your own internet-based home business through incomeathome.com. They can help you start earning money fast. No selling soap, no cold calling, and no pressure. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can do this in the comfort of your home. They provide the coaching and they bring potential customers to your home computer. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. And you know, I recommend incomeathome.com to all of my listeners. So visit incomeathome.com and check out the $1,000 giveaway. That's incomeathome.com. Don't forget to tell them Jason Lewis sent you. That's incomeathome.com, incomeathome.com, incomeathome.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We are back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, I love looking at the origins of things. And it was interesting because I just read this about the cheeseburger. Now, the cheeseburger apparently originated in a restaurant from Pasadena, California. Right? Little old lady from Pasadena. Well, she wasn't the one that ordered the burger. But anyway, there was a restaurant in Pasadena, California that apparently has claimed that it was in its kitchen. It's called the local diner, the right spot, where the cheeseburger was invented. They say this happened in the late 1920s, where a young chef, Lionel Sternberger, accidentally burned one side of the hamburger he was cooking. Well, to cover it up, what he did was he threw a piece of cheese on it. And he tried to hide the mistake, gave it to the customer, and the customer loved it so much that then the restaurant decided, okay, we're going to go with this one. So the town is celebrating the cheeseburger's humble origins. I guess it's the 90th birthday of the cheeseburger. Of course, McDonald's made it very famous in the 1950s with its double cheeseburger. And then I guess the most expensive cheeseburger was the Wall Street Burger Shop in New York, where it unveiled a $175 sandwich. Really? really, $175 sandwich. Get this Kobe beef patty, black truffles, seared foie gras, aged Gruyere cheese, and wild mushrooms. I don't even like any of that stuff. I like the McDonald's burger better than something like that. $175. So anyway, birth of the cheeseburger was back in the 1920s. Okay? What was the birth of the first clogged artery? It was before then. It was before then. So let's talk about before then. So this is kind of interesting, guys. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Apparently, 3,500 years ago, all right, a young man, I guess, tried to scribe on a tablet. This tablet was found in the 1930s. And what they find in this tablet is jokes, snide remarks, riddles about sex, politics, and beer drinking. Apparently, it was just recently translated. I didn't know beer existed back then. I really got to look that up. All right, so the text is fragmentary in parts and appears to have been written by an inexperienced hand, possibly a student. The researchers aren't sure where the tablet originates, though they suspect its scribe lived in the southern part of Mesopotamia near the Persian Gulf. So they didn't like politics back then. I could see it say Obamacare bad. The translation by Nathan Wasserman, a professor at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem's Institute of Archaeology, right, and Michael Streck, a professor with the, Institute at Universitätin Leipzig, is detailed in the most recent edition of the journal Iraq. There's a journal called Iraq, I guess. Now, they say the text was written in Akkadian using cuneiform script. I'm really messing this one up, aren't I? It was a language commonly used by the Babylonians, along with other ancient kingdoms in the Middle East. Okay, now, what are they saying, though? What are they saying? Like, they say some of the decoded riddles are crude and sexual, while others are complex and metaphorical. One of them reveals what appears to be a bit of political humor, but with a dark violet twist. Here's some of the translations. He gouged out the eye. It is not the fate of a dead man. He cut the throat, a dead man. Who is it? The answer is a governor. Okay, well, you know, to us, this isn't Jay Leno, but to them it is, okay? They say this riddle describes the power of a governor, namely to act as a judge who punishes or sentences to death. Okay, what else do they have here? All right, they say while the governor riddle reflects a sort of gallows humor, we didn't think it was funny. Others, now remember, for Mesopotamia times, I mean, we're probably talking this was Jay Leno stuff. Okay, others are much lighter. They say, in your mouth and your teeth or urine constantly stared at you, the measuring vessel of your Lord, what is it? The answer, beer. This kid isn't very funny. Here's another one. These are crude and lewd comments from this Mesopotamian tablet from 3,200 years ago. Two of the riddles now in fragmentary state are sexual, crude, and difficult to understand. They say the deflowered girl did not become pregnant. The undeflowered girl became pregnant. Answer appears to be auxiliary forces, a group of soldiers that tend not to be reliable. All right, I guess this is how they entertained themselves back then. All right, let me see what else. I don't think I'm going to go through all these. Like a fish in a fish pond, like troops before the king. What is it? A broken bow. All right, well, anyway, if you all think that's, you know, funny, good. But I think it's cool. I think it's cool that, you know, here they are back then, you know, still having issues with politics and, you know, just kind of talking like other guys do. I mean, of course, here's a riddle. The tower is high. It is high, but nonetheless has no shade. What is it? Sunlight. Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Okay. Well, anyway. All right. So there you go. A Mesopotamian. If you want to read more of this, it is on my Facebook page. And please follow me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, so you guys get all the information you need. Remember, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. We are educating your epididymis. Okay, let me see what else I want to talk about. Oh, there's a little kitty cat, got the first knee replacement. 10-year-old kitty cat, Cyrano, weighs 20 pounds, really tubby. Apparently he had cancer of the leg. They ended up needing to replace the knee. Knee replacement, amazing. Just absolutely amazing that they could do that with little kitty cats. Okay, acupuncture may help fertility. So some of you trying to get pregnant that can't, you may want to consider acupuncture. Now, again, I believe the needles, do go in the arms and the back, etc. All right? Acupuncture has been done for years. And now, I had an acupuncture needle put in me. Doesn't hurt. You really don't even feel it. But they think what the acupuncture does is it, A, decreases stress, which is, we've known. We've known this. The less stress you have, the easier it is to become pregnant. We know this, right? They also think it increases blood flow to the uterus. They think it also can help kind of stabilize your neuroendocrine system, help flow to your adrenal glands, and, you know, help men with sperm production. So anyway, these are studies published in Acupuncture and Medicine and Journal of Endocrinological Investigation. Whew, these are big words. Anyway, they did find a benefit when acupuncture was used on the day the embryo was transferred into a woman's uterus. Okay, now wait a second here. We've talked about this. Okay, you get pregnant in the fallopian tube, which to me means the woman was already pregnant because it takes 2 days for the embryo to go from the fallopian tube down the tube into the uterus, a day or two. So that's interesting. There's an argument that maybe they had acupuncture the day of conception. Maybe they got the acupuncture, they were relaxed, and said, let's go. All right. But I'm a huge fan of acupuncture. It helps with migraines, pain. I think it's cool. I think acupuncture is cool. And, you know, when all else fails, I would, I don't know. Why not? Why not? It's cool and low risks, and yeah, why not? Okay. We were talking about the Costa Concordia again, Costa Cruises. Remember last week they offered a 30% discount to anybody who rode the ship? And people were like, you're kidding me, really? A 30% discount on another cruise? You're kidding me? Well, now they came back with, how about a new settlement? How about $14,500 for anybody who was on the ship that sunk in Italy that made it out alive? So if you made it out alive, they're going to offer you $14,500. Is that worth it? No. No. I don't think it's worth it. No. I don't. I just think they're handling this so poorly, so poorly. Really, the coupon thing was ridiculous. Now, they're denying the coupon thing. Costa Cruises said, we never offered a coupon, right? But then people were like, well, no coupon. So they had to come back with another counter offer. Yeah, they did. They had to move like lightning on that one. All right, we're going to be coming up on break. When we come back, there's a study. This is interesting. Usually we look at the parents and figure out what's going to happen to the kids. Now they're saying what's going on with the kids may predict what happens with the parents. They say kids' health predicts parents' future heart disease. So we're going to talk about that when we come back from break. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And I also want to talk about the fecal enemas. That's got to be a good one. So put down your food when we come back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the newaffinityhealthproducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at affinityhealthproducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, There's only one thing you can control, your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
All right. Thank you all for tuning in. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Really quickly here, they're saying flu cases, even though we haven't seen many here in the U.S., are actually rising in Mexico. They said there's more H1N1 swine flu and flu cases going on in Mexico. Now, right now, they don't know why. They said there's been some conflicting reports about vaccinations and screenings, etc., but they are saying Mexico is seeing más influenza este año. That's what they say. All right, and I am just giving you the news. There we go. Sí, la influenza. It's a beautiful word in Spanish. Flu. La influenza. Doesn't that sound all pretty? Right? Something so nasty that makes you vomit and ache and miserable. Sounds so beautiful. I wonder what influenza is in Italian. I bet that sounds really pretty, too. Okay, let's talk about our kids. Actually, we spent a lot of time talking about kids today on the earlier hour of the show. Apparently these kids, they're doing choking games still where they choke, they're choking each other for a high, either by themselves, that they're choking themselves or they're choking each other to the point where they're ready to pass out so they could get the high and the buzz. So just, you know, just examine your kids later. Just look at their neck, see if there's any bruises or markings, because apparently 1 in 7 children, 1 in 7 teenagers were surveyed admit to this. So if 1 in 7 admit to it, imagine how many more are doing this. I don't know why they're doing it. I really don't. I don't know. Anyway, okay, so we look at our kids a lot of times, and we bring our kids to the doctor, but we don't like to go. And they're saying maybe we should take advantage of this, okay? Because if your children have high cholesterol or blood pressure, maybe we need to look backwards. Now, it's very interesting. When I was in medical school, okay, and I was working with a patient, I brought up to my attending, my superior officer, right? I brought up and said, okay, look, you know, the child has this. We need to look at the parents for this. And the doctor said, usually this, you go down the line. Okay, you don't look at somebody and go backwards. You usually go down the line. And I'm like, well, why not? You know, if the kid has cholesterol or a liver issue or a kidney issue, maybe the parents do too. You know, because a lot of the kids were on Medicaid, so we were able to see them, but the parents that didn't have health insurance didn't get checked. So now there's a study of 519 Ohio families found that a 12-year-old's weight, cholesterol, and blood pressure help predict the odds of a parent developing heart disease, high blood pressure, or diabetes over the next 3 decades. They said if you screen kids and you look at these things, cholesterol, triglycerides, high blood pressure, it should maybe prompt you to have the parents checked. Now, right now, it's been iffy on when we should check children. There was a source that came out a couple years ago saying we should be screening children if parents have high cholesterol between 2 and 10 years old. And I know people are like, really? We're going to take a 2-year-old into the phlebotomy site, right, and have them, you know, have them stuck with a needle to draw their blood? Not going to work. Well, now the U.S. National Institute of Health in November issued new guidelines saying children should have their cholesterol measured between ages 9 and 11 and again between the ages of 17 and 21. I reported that a couple months ago. The Academy, American Academy of Pediatrics, also endorsed a recommendation. And if anybody cares, Dr. Dahlia endorses a recommendation. I think it's a great idea to know if your kids around the 10-year-old mark have high cholesterol and if they have it as a teenager. Because remember, you know, for every day their cholesterol is high, they could clog. And again, we really need to get these kids off high fructose corn syrup. Another study came out today saying this is really clogging our teenagers' arteries. And, you know, I get asked, they're like, really, teenagers have clogged arteries? You sure it's just not a middle-aged thing? Well, they've done studies on Korean vets and World War II vets and Vietnam vets, you know, and little 18-year-old kids that died in war. And when they did an autopsy and looked at the heart, you saw coronary plaquing already in that age group. So absolutely. And that was before fast food was so prominent. So if you had coronary artery plaquing, right, during the older days, right, in our 18-year-olds, imagine what these kids have now with high fructose corn syrup and fast food every day and eating like crap. So, you know, get your kids checked. It's not bad. And maybe you should get checked as well. Okay. What happened here? Johnson & Johnson had to recall Aveeno Baby Calming Comfort Lotion. Oh, I remember trying to use that. That didn't calm my kid down. Apparently, it has been recalled just out of caution because the lot of Aveeno Lotion exceeded the specifications for common bacteria. Ah, so there were excessive levels of bacteria in the product. So they have now recalled over 2,000 tubes of Aveeno Baby Calming Comfort Lotion. No, it's not the lotion. It's the rubbing. Babies like massage. There was a huge, huge movement to have baby massage. And, you know, with my kids, I'm like, you know, I didn't really try it. I wanted to. I just, you know, you play with them, you tickle their toes, you do furfies on their stomach, and you giggle with them. You know, my husband's a chiropractor, but we never really did that because they were really good kids. They weren't fussy. But there was a huge movement. I remember when I was a younger mother where they were saying, look, you need to, give a massage. So I'm wondering if it's not the lotion, It's just, you know, you're massaging the kid. You're spending mommy or daddy time. You know, these kids love that. They love it. You know, another study came out today saying, and I'm summarizing this, saying mom's love for the baby can actually keep them in good health up into their 20s. Yep, see, you got to live with your mama. Don't leave your mama. My kids can't wait to move out. So, yeah, there's definitely an argument for love. Some sort of interaction. You need to touch the kids. You know, I grew up in a family, we really didn't hug kids too much. You know, we didn't cry. It was kind of a stoic. You know, my father was military. It was just very, I don't know, kind of military type in our family. We were, you know, and you do. You need that love. You need huggies and kissies. Okay. In the last few minutes of the show, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. You know, there's such a thing called winter blues. We've been talking about winter and blues in previous years, but, you know, the winter where I'm living has been so mild that we really haven't seen it. But it's called seasonal affective disorder. And they actually think that light therapy helps. Another study came out where if they do blue light therapy, 8 weeks, they did this in a Canadian study of seasonal affective patients. They did light therapy, and they found that these people really responded to the happy lights. We call it happy lights, all right? And they said that if you want to improve with seasonal affective disorder, maybe you need to shine these lights in your face 30 minutes a day. They say a lux light, a 10,000 lux light, can be 50 to 100 times more powerful as a regular indoor light. All right. So these, I guess they're sold for $100. They're called light boxes. This is reported by Fox News. Now, again, you know, as a doctor, you would think, you know, we should recommend just kind of go out in the sun if you could find it. But I can't tell you to go out in the sun because of skin cancer risk. But again, we're finding people need light. Okay. They really, really do. This is why people who work the graveyard shift and some of these swing shifts where they sleep during the day and they're night owls, they're up at night, they don't do as well. They aren't as healthy. Not so much for seasonal affective disorder. We found cancer links with people that women have a higher risk of breast cancer if they work the graveyard shift. And, you know, there's just something to light. And I guess if you're too afraid to go out in the sun because you're worried about skin cancer, which is a valid concern, then I guess we could buy light boxes. You could buy anything now, can't you? Just buy anything. You buy a light box. And then you get your happy light. But you, hey, you know what? If it works and it prevents you from going on medication, why not? Happy light. I'd like a happy light. Maybe I'd be less grumpy on air if I had my happy light. You know what? I'd be less grumpy if I got more sleep. My stupid cats woke me up. I love them to death, but they woke me up, and so I was pretty tired and grumpy. But, you know, I don't know why not. So I guess if they sell light boxes, I'm not sure where. And then, of course, you know, they talk about foods, you know, that you could eat during seasonal affective disorder that kind of, you know, helps release your dopamine, et cetera. And again, it's usually back to the omega-3s. The omega-3s and your fish and your proteins, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. And, you know, foods of selenium, like nuts. We talked about nuts and salmon, you know. So those also help if you're having, you know, the blues. All right, guys, great show. We got more coming up on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Have a great rest of the day.
After work, I just want to plop down on the couch and watch TV alone. Come on, don't be like that. Who are you?
I'm you, 20 years ago, when you were full of energy, better shape, great attitude, and you didn't do so bad with the ladies. Now that you're older, your testosterone levels are dropping, and, well, you're not the guy you used to be.
I'd give anything to feel like you again.
Just try Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement, proven in a clinical trial to boost testosterone 61%. And within normal healthy ranges, it's not an injection, not a prescription, and with healthy testosterone levels, you can feel the energy again, not to mention a better mood and more drive in your romantic life.
More drive, huh? I really need to try Ageless Male. Where's my phone?
You're laying on it. Oops.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.